Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for Choice Hotels. Save 20% when you book direct at choicehotels.com with 180 hotels across Australia and New Zealand. Terms apply.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ahoy, me mateys. For the last... Oh, Dave, we're already seaside. The last Kennedy Malloy of the year, bar none. It's a big one. Today on the program, we give away a Quintrex $38,000 bottle. Not only we give it away, we name it and give it away. We push it out to sea. Jane's going to smash a bottle of rosé across the bow.
I shall indeed, awesome. Mick.
Hello, Jane Kennedy. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Mick Malloy. Hello, and Dangerous Dave.
How are you guys? Here last show of the year.
Last show.
We made it.
We've got Clown of the Year, and we've got a few packages to play you out of that. We've got a couple of our favourite guests coming in. Adam Rosenbarks will swing by. And, of course... Denise Scott,
too.
What a way to finish the year.
She's always great.
We also might highlight your karaoke songs because it's very often that you might say, that's one of my karaoke songs, and they've added up.
No, that's not true. I've had a couple over the years. One or two.
No, you've had like close to 30, I think.
Let's put a
Spotify playlist together of all your karaoke songs.
I think it could be.
We may have one last chick flick alert. Stand by.
This is a doozy.
This is not great. it will be brought to you later. Gentlemen, I'm telling you what to do. You know. And we'll take it from there. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Let's start at the top. Hello, Jane Kennedy. How are you? Looking very nautical today.
So. Yes, I am because, of course, for the Quintrex boat. And, of course, I have my captain's hat on.
Sure, you have. Well, you the co-captains because...
Co-captain Malloy.
Scantino over here. And we here in the studio, of course, have basically put sand on the floor.
Yeah.
Looks very tropical.
Can you give us, Dave, a bit of atmosphere? We've moved it. We are now doing it live from the Kennedy Malloy Marina.
We are. Mm. Right, did you guys want to hop into the boat? Would that feel
let's
like
get in the boat and let's take it for a ride.
Hop in.
There we go. There's no bigger boats around us.
Oh, fire it up, will we?
No, yep, sure. Whee!
Sorry, guys.
Okay, it really is the titty jiggler.
Hang on. Sorry,
that was me.
Pardon me.
And we are now having a pina colada, as you do, in a boat.
How lovely.
Seaside. Before we go on, Jane, can I mention a show... We went down and had a beer with today and farewelling the last day on air of the Hot Breakfast in Melbourne.
Which is an institution,
11 years, a great show on Triple M and a show I'm very fond of. I was a big part of it and I loved being it. I love those guys. And it was great fun to catch up with them again today. I love radio. Every time you join a show or a team, you meet a great bunch of people.
Agreed.
You get to form your own little journey. And the fun I had with Eddie McGuire and Luke Darcy and Rosie and a few others floating around was as good a time as I've had in radio. It was great to get in there today.
Oh, I heard you on the radio this morning and it was fantastic.
There were lots of highlights.
I can't remember. I took on a bit that... that had previously been told to never, ever replay that again. But out of all my calamities, you play Kinnicky here a lot.
Yeah, we like
you
that.
You play my Haynes interview. You play a lot of embarrassing moments from me. But possibly the Kafta Fufu. The greatest of all was one I dragged out, and it was when I was interviewing a blind woman who has been robbed. Yeah. And now, listen, it's the reason we don't play it very often is because it's... We're laughing at my stupidity, not at a blind
Clearly,
woman.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah. And it was a very serious subject matter, and perhaps you shouldn't have been involved in doing an interview that was quite serious.
But this is what we replayed on this morning's
this
show.
This is why.
One of the highlights.
Right. Legally blind was walking along. As she's walking, a dark-coloured vehicle pulled up alongside her. A man in dark clothing got out, ran over, grabbed her handbag, pulling it from her shoulder, jumped back into the car and drove away. That woman is on the...
targeted.
Is on the line this morning. Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Right, so who's report? Someone's obviously seen this to report whoever was in the car. Yeah, someone has to have seen this, because I'm presuming you didn't.
Well, I didn't. That's the scary thing.
Rebecca, were you hurt at all in the incident?
No. Well, I've only got
all right.
Well,
no.
Okay.
You get the idea.
You, yeah, that was very. did you know at the time you had asked, said to a blind woman that you didn't see it? Obviously,
I didn't know what I was saying. I didn't know how to end the sentence. And,
yeah. Which is why we have steer clear of anything of the sort on this show.
It doesn't come up.
Because.
Mate.
We make a round down the shallow end because we feel more comfortable.
I think so.
There.
I think we both feel more comfortable. I would generally cry at everything, and you would do things very awkwardly.
Mind you, you've been quick to get Dave on the dump button on a couple of occasions.
Yeah, that's happened
quick
a few
Dave
times too.
Was
yeah,
one
yeah.
of the names
that
for
was
the
one
boat.
Of the names, yes.
It was too, wasn't it?
We've got a picture of margaritas coming to the studio. We've got a cake that's shaped like the boat. The
Quintrex, yeah, yeah.
We're in
how
nautical
awesome.
Fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pointing due north. Right. In a Greg Norman kind of way.
Show off.
We're good to go. Are you all right at your end, Jane? We all
I've
happy?
Got I've got a lay, so I'm happy.
Oh, hey, I don't think you say that.
I'm wearing a lay, so I'm happy.
You're looking tropical and
yes,
nautical.
Yes, and I've got my nautical
put your hat on.
Yeah.
Put your...
All right, hang on. I've got to take my headphones
off. It's Friday, people.
Here we go.
Last Friday of the year for us. Baby. Get away. Starboard.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Thanks to Choice Hotels.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. There are many contenders.
I've done all of Brighton.
A freaking weird accident.
Our daughter, same size as a hatchling tortoise.
Surely it can't be this guy again.
I think it's a very nasty question.
Yeah.
You're doing sensationalism. Yeah.
Sorry.
The same with NBC.
We have to cut back. Who will be?
Shut up!
Clown of the Year. Poly Professionals' high-quality range of gap and rigid fillers have a product for every job, helping you achieve the perfect finish every time. Available from your local paint specialist store.
You're an idiot. Oi!
Sorry.
If you don't go... It was pretty foggy out there during the cure.
Yeah, the cure.
I thought...
Playing on the
What's
boat.
What's going on?
Do you think it's going to be foggy all day?
It could
when
be.
When the music's playing?
Could be a
what
little...
What have you been eating?
Right.
It's our nautical show. Yeah. We're giving away a boat and we're naming it and we're going to christen it and it's going to be fun.
Good luck.
We're saying goodbye to a lot of our segments that we've enjoyed this year. We're going to call on the line. Wayne, what do you want? Wayne, what are you ringing for?
Oh, I just like to say g'day and I love the show and, I can't wait to see you come back next year.
Okay,
well,
you've done, mate. You've just won a boat. No, I'm only joking.
Oh, excellent.
we will be back next year and thank you for saying so and... what bits of mine did you like the most?
I love all of yours, Mick.
Thank
yours,
you,
Mick.
Correct.
Plan of the week. Plan of the week gets me every time.
Well,
I
tell you
it.
What, hang about, give him a case of Brick Lane.
A case
Dave.
Of Brick Lane, the draft for your weekend, Wayne. Thank you, mate.
Jane, it's been fiercely contested as always, Clown of the Week. Yeah.
Well, it
so
has. There have been
many.
So many. Yeah. I think Pete Evans was up there a lot.
Yes. So Trump would have been hard to beat again.
It was hard to
it
beat.
It was a COVID year. There was a few nutbags. Before we, instead
the
of
Pope
announcing
was
it,
in there too, I'm sure.
The Pope yes. copped a couple of whiskers.
The Pope's copped it.
Yeah. Toadie, he copped one.
Toadie, yeah,
sure
from you. Only from you.
Not
from us.
Dickie Wilkins, he would have copped it. But listen, it's COVID year, so we're not naming a Clown of the Year. We're going to play you a couple of packages.
Mm.
We want to point out, again, let's do it right off the top, who makes these, is Matty Dower, our producer in there.
He's could Australia's not do the show. Best audio producer,
well,
without question.
Agreed. Generally,
really
you talk
is.
A lot of bullshit, Dave, but that is the truest thing you've ever said.
Well, it's an honour to work with
top
him.
Shelf all the way. Thank you, mate.
We're thrilled to have you on board. Thanks, Matty.
Yeah, let's hear some of his work now as we package up our first in a series of Clowns of the Year.
We started the year with a clowning of a certain scent emanating from Gwyneth Paltrow.
The scent and the candle?
Yep.
It's called This Smells Like My Vagina.
She first came across the scent trying to get candles for her Goop store and she was in with the chemist.
Big day for them.
Well, she went, that smells like my vagina.
There's a candle I don't want to get downwind of, by the way. Imagine being called to put that out. Haven't our fireys been through enough?
Boxer Tyson Fury was also clowned for below-the-belt activity.
I'm masturbating 7 times a day. Keep me testosterone pumping. Pump it, pump it, pump
pumping.
That's all that's required to win the heavyweight championship of the world. I'm in with the champ.
Hey.
Climb the steps like Rocky.
Yes.
Get the heavy bag. That's maybe what he's doing.
We clowned all those involved in the escape of three baboons from Sydney's Royal Prince Alfred Hospital.
They've had to call in the police and members of staff from Taronga Zoo to try and capture these baboons. Eventually, they've been sedated.
Can't have baboons running around Sydney.
No. Baboons on the loose. A male baboon.
Yep.
He was going to have a vasectomy.
He's not a runner. Do you think he knew he was going to have a vasectomy? Or?
No, I don't think he did.
The animals are from a colony, bred and used for medical experiments.
Congratulations to the baboons for uncovering what I think is a dirty little secret.
A jet-lagged Morton Harkett from AHA receives a double clowning this year for this existential exchange with Jane.
There is no light in the universe, for real. There is no sound. It's all dead.
What silent. Have I been looking at?
You're looking at something created in your brain.
Oh, that's good, right? I can't read you right now.
You can't read me.
I'm trying, but I'm going to...
How does that make you feel?
I don't know.
I'm getting Jane Kennedy on the back foot.
I'm getting a bit tingly.
While also questioning Dr. Chris Brown's credentials.
What makes you a doctor, then?
Well, we could have a lot of fun here,
but
we
will say because he's a vet.
I don't have many cures for jet lag, but I can try. A vet bag with me, we can...
Can have fun.
How does that
I
sound?
I might make the gig tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll be under medical supervision, just of a veterinary kind.
I've heard that before.
Will you?
Our first COVID-related clowning goes to a golf-crazed O.J. Simpson.
On a golf course, guys. Aren't that close to each other. And if you do close them, you better open up some insane asylum, because I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I would go crazy. I'm just saying. Take care, everyone.
Because you don't get that close to other golfers when you're playing golf. Actually, I'll tell you when you do get close. When you're stabbing someone to death.
A self-isolated Sam Neill was also displaying clown-worthy behaviour.
Here he is cuddling a duck.
This is Charlie. He's very soothing for Charlie. You gorgeous duck.
He was laundering his sneakers.
I made quite a discovery. I didn't realise I had so many shoes that are pretty much exactly the same. But boy, do they smell good.
We need to find this guy and get him help.
I'm going to read a poem aloud. I wasn't much of a hand for the boudoirs. I was to be found where the food was. Anyway, it's by Ogden Nash. And there's nothing else to do.
We clowned ABC radio caller Di for her
restorative
and
profound
dream about Mick.
Laughing all the way through the dream. And, you know, the restorative ability of laughter is just profound. Those lovely twinkly eyes of his, that cheeky man. And it was a memory that I will cherish.
She rang into this show. Let's have a listen.
Oh, God, you cheeky man. I have to reiterate, it was so restorative. We love. And your little twinkling eyes and your little man bod.
Mick's cover of Puddle of Mud's cover and Nirvana's cover of their own song about a girl received a clowning.
I can see you every night, Mickey.
It's like seagulls squabbling over a chip at the moment. Michael Gadiski.
That is an absolute piece of crap. Taking the piss out of yourself.
You know,
sorry.
Our compulsory induction into Clown of the Year from this guy occurred in April.
Donald Trump. His briefings re-coronavirus are just getting nuttier and nuttier.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and then I see the disinfectant knocks it out in a minute by injection inside or almost a cleaning. Sounds interesting to me.
What is going on?
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's coughing fit in Parliament while delivering a speech on the impact of COVID on the economy received a clowning.
Do not go within 1.5 metres of the federal treasurer.
JobKeeper saved our bacon. Owner of an auto business. Sorry. Too long a speech. Light. Sorry. My voice is gone.
He's cooked.
We clowned Dangerous Dave for refusing to pay $56 for a fish and chips family pack.
$56
for fish and chips?
No.
What are you living in? The 1970s? That's only $14 a head.
What is your beef?
What'd you end up doing?
Well, we went across the road and there was a bakery and they had delicious curry pies.
Curry pies?
Yeah, I had a curry pie. Kids had sausage rolls.
I don't know, maybe for a special night like his anniversary, if he decides not to go to the Indian.
What's your beef with Indian?
Speaking of Indian,
I love Indian food.
Senator Michaela Cash received a clowning for being a tad overexcited about a curry for the country.
A curry for the country? Hey, I'm going to tell the Prime Minister that one.
She's on the phone right now.
Who? Michaela Cash.
Oh, hello, Mick. Curry for the country? I've had a Weet-Bix for the weekend, mate. I'm having a burger for Byron, a scooter for the schools, and Subway for the suburbs. I'm going all that.
What about a yogurt? Who would you have a yogurt for?
Oh, mate, we are pushing it now. A yogurt for Yarrambat. There you go. Yogurt for Yarrambat. I believe that's somewhere in Victoria, isn't it?
We clown's new COVID measures hitting small screens.
Bold and the Beautiful, in response to the coronavirus scare, are now going to use blow-up dolls for sex scenes. Mean? See if you can pick it.
You're quiet. Too quiet. Say something.
And that concludes the first installment of Kennedy Malloy's Clown of the Year. Back with more after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
It is Kennedy Malloy giving away a brand new boat and trailer worth $38,000 thanks to
Doing
Quintrex.
I'm doing a jig. Woo! Oh, my God. Can I stop now? I can't stop. Somebody, hit me in the ass with
this. This is what they did on the Titanic. It's like you and you're Leonardo and I'm Kate Winslet.
No, that's exactly how it would have been. You'd be top deck.
Yeah.
Of course. And you would be well below deck.
Anyway, it's coming up. The boat will be given away before the end of the show. If you're in the draw, best of luck.
Did we give the five names? The five names are in the running. We'll do that shortly.
All right, it's
get the names and we'll do that. Hey, before we go into our Clown of the Year Package 2, we've got a caller. Bernie's on the line. Bernie, who do you want to clown?
G'day, Jane, Mick, and you do a great job. Listen to you guys every afternoon.
That's very kind.
But Mickey, you've got to be the Clown of the Year, Mick, with you. Those poor little minor birds, mate.
Yeah.
The treatment of them was horrific.
You're right, Bernie.
Okay, you know what? I've anticipated this type of reaction, and I'm over it, and I'm sick of it. The poor little minor birds, mate, they're dangerous, they're outlaws, they have no place in this country, and Jay, our producer...
No place in this country. You're saying they're immigrants.
They're introduced, they attack and kill most of our native
are bullies.
Birds.
They are bullies, I'll give you
terrible.
That.
Terrible. Yeah. Have no redeeming feature. Now,
but still,
Jay,
you don't want to crush the eggs.
You saw it with your own eyes. You picked me up today.
I did.
You picked me up today to take me to Ed. Party and what happened?
I called. I said, I'm outside, and you said, all right, I'm coming out. I'm probably going to get swooped. And I put the window down.
I said, have the door open.
Yeah. And I look and I started to get a little nervous. And I look as Mick walks out, a minor bird drops from the telephone pole outside his door and swoops him. It was like a little helicopter hovering above him and followed
him. I don't believe any evidence. Did you film it? Then I don't believe you unless you filmed it.
It's like a Bigfoot sighting. I do not have any
footage. Yeah, exactly. It's Bigfoot.
It happened. I saw
it. It is a very small minor bird.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way, Bernie.
It's small.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're also small. The COVID virus
doesn't
mean it's tiny, but it can kill you.
Wow,
you know what
it's
I mean?
Taken a turn.
I witnessed it. I've seen.
Wow,
it.
That is a turn.
He saw me. I'm literally going,
horror.
Where are you? How far away? It was like a getaway car. Pull up, open the door, and I run out. And in the meantime, whooshka, that stinky little bastard. Good on you, Bernie. He's going to clown. Cole's on the line. Cole, what did you want to say, mate?
Oh, Mick, I'm not here to clown anyone. I want to thank all three of you and the rest of the crew behind you for making the community feel better and giving us a good laugh every afternoon and make it, you know, getting us through the tough times that you have and all that self-deprecating humour and irreverence. It's great, you know?
Good on you, Cole. Do you know
what? Thank you, Cole.
We get a lot of feedback and it spans the range, the full range, but I love hearing things like that because you sound genuine and that's why we do it.
Thank you.
I like giving people a laugh.
Yep.
So thanks, mate.
$100 worth of grilled coming your way for the weekend too, Cole. Appreciate you ringing through, mate.
Good on you, mate. All right.
Now,
without further
ado, we better get on with the rest of the clowning because there's a lot of clowns left.
There it is.
We continue 2020's roll call of Clown of the Year inductees in July with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's no holes barred court proceedings.
Depp told the court his ex-wife her friend had defecated in their bed in what he described as, quote, a strangely, oddly fitting end to the relationship.
I just like the idea that someone's defecated his bed, but he's not sure who it is.
Yeah.
Is
that much what friend would traffic? Possibly
who else is in there?
Who's the friend?
Yeah.
Karen from Brighton arrived on the scene and received a clowning for her viral appearance in a news report during Melbourne's lockdown.
Victoria, you don't have to leave your suburb, really, to go and exercise. And she didn't like this, and this is what she had to say.
He gets sick of walking the same streets.
I've done all of Brighton.
She's so sick of walking those streets.
I just feel we should speak from her. Karen from Brighton, are you there?
I've made sacrifices. I should be having a very long boozy lazy lunch on the Cap Dam Deep right now, and I've not, because we had to cancel. I'm looking at the silver lining.
Yes.
No, I'm literally looking at the silver lining in my Moncler puffer jacket, no, which, no, by the way, I should be wearing to the snow. Shout out to Joe, Chloe, and Margot at Trade Bar.
Jane was befriending magpies in lockdown.
Sweet magpie goes like this.
Now I'll do mine.
My magpie's been coming for about the last 3 weeks. I've just been feeding a bit of bread, squeezing it into tiny, tiny little balls.
Which prompted this clowning from caller Groove.
You can't feed them bread, Jane. It's no good for them, mate. It swells their guts up.
I appreciate what you're saying, mate. I'm not handing out loaves of Tip Top.
No bread.
Well, I'll just give up and I won't be a nice animal.
Dangerous Dave's eagerly anticipated Billy Joel podcast dropped in August.
I've called it This Is Vinyl Snap.
But just hours after release.
It's not available.
Why don't you take it off?
So I got a call on the way to work from Mike Fitzpatrick, head of content. Apparently, because I've used a lot of music in it, like Billy Joel songs, Sony ATV Publishing are quite litigious. You have to pay the money for the music. We're talking of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The clown's Novak Djokovic for spitting the dummy at Flushing Meadows.
He hit a lines person in the throat with the tennis ball.
Oh dear, we've got a serious situation on our hands here. You could... Novak, understandably, extremely concerned.
It's a pity there's not a vaccine for being a dickhead. Mind you, it would have been good to be there that day when something interesting happened.
Aussie cricket captain Steve Smith received a clowning for his rendition of Mitch Rizal's All I Need to See.
If he was playing with gloves on, it would sound better than this.
Oh,
have a listen,
God,
to Steve Smith.
And I've seen you with...
Yes!
You.
He's been charged with ball tampering. Now he should be charged with cord tampering. That is his greatest crime.
We clowned Kanye West for gifting Kim Kardashian with a hologram of her late dad for her 40th.
Because he's provided the present, just pay special attention to the rap that Kanye gets from the hologram.
You married the most genius man in the whole world. Kanye West.
Televangelist and private plane enthusiast Kenneth Copeland copped a clowning for his bizarre reaction to Joe Biden's election win.
Joe Biden's president. Ha, 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 ha.
Bernard Tomic and his girlfriend Vanessa Sierra received a clowning.
She has an OnlyFans account.
And you get access.
And you get a little more than they post. She's posted a picture on this. And there's Bernard behind her. Chewing on her bottom.
I'm looking at this and I'm wondering what Ken Rosewell's thinking.
But we wrap up this 2020 edition of Clown of the Year with one of the show's most epic to date. From caller Dave.
Nikki, I've got to clown you. I'm sure Jane gave you explicit instructions. Do not throw me under the bus in terms of a ukulele when you get it to Brian and Angus. And what did you do?
My partner, Jane Kennedy,
You might have forgotten about this.
No, I'm going to embarrass you. The first song she ever learned on the ukulele is TNT.
Come on, Jane. Here's your moment.
This will be a big finish.
In front of Angus Young and Brian Johnson.
Here it is. I love it.
TNT. Well, watch me explode.
Jane, I'm out of a job.
That brings to an end Kennedy Malloy's Clown of the Year.
These people are clowns.
A drive home that's pretty loose.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, hang on, there's the boat.
Oi! It's getting closer. I can't see anything because it's a real pea super in here.
It is. We're giving away a Quintrex boat and trailer.
Oh,
that's worth,
$38,000,
and it'll be given that way before the end of the show on Kennedy
We're
Malloy.
We're down at the Kennedy Malloy Marina today. And it's all going well. We've got a call there. Darren's on the line. Darren, what's your problem?
Hey, you go, Mickey. Good. Hi, Jane.
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Hi, mate.
Really good, but we're taking the dog to the beach, we're belting down the freeway, and the foghorn is driving us all absolutely nuts. We're terrified.
Dog doesn't like the horn.
No. Back it off.
I'm not sure, but should you have dumped it? I don't think so. I think we're all good, aren't we?
I think we had to dump that, do we?
No, I don't think we did, but it's okay.
Oh, good. Okay, cool.
I didn't even pick it up.
I think the foghorn won't cover up.
That's where the foghorn, it comes
all right,
very
mate,
handy.
Time for a bit of this.
All right, let's do this.
Mayday, mayday. This is not a drill. Calling all men. This
Netflix alert. Abort cinema. Abort cinema. Repeat, this is not a drill. Warning. Warning. This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
Oh, man.
I hate to do this to you on a final show and ruin you.
What do you mean?
But it's out there over summer and it could ruin your summer. This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
Okay.
Now, Jane brought to my attention a trailer for a film which is called The Prom.
Okay.
It's not only is it called The Prom, it's a musical, and it's in cinemas. Jane, what's it about? Tell me what it's about.
Okay.
This is a Category 5.
Oh, okay, hang on a minute.
Warning, chick flick alert.
Thank you.
This is terrifying.
Well, the basic premise is there's a young girl who's going to her high school prom, but she wants to take her girlfriend.
What the hell?
And it's outrageous.
She's a lesbian.
She's a lesbian, and the PTA say no such thing's going to happen in this small town. And it gets to Broadway.
So who gets involved?
Meryl Streep, James Corden, Nicole Kidman, and a whole bunch. Broadway performers decide to help her. Don't leave it to me to tell the story. Sit back and enjoy.
Are you going to play the whole trailer?
I'm
going to
play. Get ready. It's the whole trailer.
This is a public service
announcement. It's called The Prom.
Hello, interweb. My name is Emma Nolan, and I'm 17. You might have heard about The Prom in Indiana.
I just want to go to prom like any other kid.
All opposed.
I know we all have stories to tell, and here's mine.
Oh my gosh, check this out. It's all over Twitter. She wanted to take her girlfriend to the high school prom. And the PTA went apeshit and they canceled it.
We have got to go down there.
Yes.
Raise holy hell.
Yes. We will be the biggest thing to happen in Indiana since whatever's happened in Indiana.
We have come to this community on behalf of a young girl.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I'm out.
I'm missing a pop.
Who are you people?
We are from Broadway.
I just want to dance with you.
We're not monsters.
I can't wait.
We're cultural disruptors.
Okay, people, this is the part where we roll up our sleeves and we put on a prom with our own bare hands.
Let's get this party started!
It's time to build a prom for everyone. Show them all. It can be done.
I'm gonna take a stand.
I can't wait.
To love someone in a way the world just doesn't understand.
Wow.
Okay, admit that got to me.
It's time to. It's time to dance.
Oh, bravo. You will not be surprised to hear, Mickey,
that
is the person behind that is Ryan Murphy, who created he created Glee.
Right. Well,
I cannot wait to watch the prom.
I'm just going to stand here with my legs apart and I want you to kick me in the balls as hard as you can.
You will secretly love it.
That would be preferable. And sitting in a studio, sitting in a theatre and watching.
Rubbish.
Hey, can we do one more?
Yes.
Because it's out there. Well, you've been banging on about it, but I'm putting it out there. It's The Crown. Oh. It's just a warning. It's
But guys like it too. Jay is enjoying it.
Jay
Rob's enjoying
it.
Rob's enjoying bits of it.
Rob lives in a fear.
A hostage situation.
Sure. She's pushing his food around the plate.
It's a bit Stockholm-y at our house.
I've got the grab. This is a
Now, much more importantly, who is Billy Joel?
Billy Joel.
Oh, Joel?
Yes, Uptown Girl.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. All right.
Uh-oh, that's enough of that.
I don't want any more of that. Okay.
That's it, we're done.
Hey, coming up next, Denise Scott.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
It is Kennedy Molloy giving away a $38,000 boat and trailer, all thanks to Quintrex. Going to be giving away.
That's me on the accordion.
That's amazing how you can just sort of turn your hand to that. I'm really impressed.
And doing a little jig at the same time.
Wow.
And I
really.
with a margarita in one hand.
Yeah, well
Can
done.
You
Cheers.
Well, we've gone nautical. What have you gone, Jane? What have you?
Well,
gone?
I'm doing the right thing because I'm upper deck, so I'm having a gin and tonic.
Thank you very much. I'm in Ibiza right now. I'm on the tail end of a margarita. And
you're not going clubbing after this,
yeah.
are you?
What's next?
It could be. Well, considering I'm standing here wearing nothing but Speedos and a sailor's cap with a margarita. Hello, girls. Dinner's on.
It's a little bit Greg Norman in here right now.
Can you imagine? Hey, don't flatter him. Seriously. Careful.
All right. Now, listen, we love catching up with all our friends of the show. It's our last show.
Yeah.
So they're special guests today. Yeah. And somehow our next guest managed to sneak through.
Come on.
Can you please be respectful to Denise once in your life?
You know my thoughts on
Denise. I know you you love Denise. He really does, Denise. Hello.
It's an nautical theme today. Denise, permission to climb aboard.
And he doesn't mean him. Come on board, Arthur. Whatever we're going to call the boat, with a Quintrex boat. Hello, Denise.
Hello, Denise. Scott.
Well, hello to you all.
Yes.
All three of you.
Yes,
board,
all three of us.
Whatever it is you're on
Thank
board.
You for your contribution over the year.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
You've been very funny. I'm guessing Triple M have rung you up about your own show so far, Blake.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm on the new team in the breakfast.
Oh, really?
Well, you should be. Bloody hell. Why not?
I'd love that.
People, the hot breakfast with Denise Scott. That sounds good to me.
It's all you need. It's all you need.
How but are I'm, you? And what? And by the way, and just quickly, thank you again for your pub shout.
The virtual pub
which
shout
was amazing, and you look very good. And
thank you.
You've got a good heart. Yeah. I don't care what everyone else says.
He's had a few. Yeah, he's a bit emotional and teary today.
I'm getting teary about myself. I'm starting to like myself.
What are you doing over summer? What are you going to do? What's your thing?
No, I'm not interested. I've got something I have to talk to you about because it really got me going yesterday.
What's that?
Rhonda Birchmore. You would have been following this report.
I have been.
She was on Twitter. Don't say it, Jane. Don't cut to my punchline.
I'm not going to cut to nothing, babe. It's all yours. Go ahead.
I've got a lot of filler. But Rhonda yesterday was tweeting, I'm a Twitter friend, and she's been dropped by Carol by candlelight this year.
Oh.
Well, on her behalf, showbiz legend Rhonda, I got outraged. But you couldn't get the article because, you know, it was Herald Sun in Melbourne, so there's the paywall, you know. So, of course, I couldn't get it. I was that fired up about it, I walked to the newsagent.
I can't believe it. I'm stunned.
I bet you are because you've seen me in the flesh. I don't walk for anyone. No, I don't walk anyway. Walked to the newsagent, bought a copy of the paper. Now, admittedly, it was a very small article, but I thought it was worth it. It was worth a trip because this is what it said in the article. The veteran entertainer has performed regularly at the event since the 90s, but this year was told by Channel 9 she would not be part of the lineup on
this
Christmas
is not
Eve.
On. Nah.
This is absolutely.
I'm going to set myself on fire.
Oh, my God.
Do you know who she is?
I said don't steal my punchline.
Do you know who she is? She's the leggy Rhonda Birchmore. Not just Rhonda Birchmore. You don't get the leggy just handed out. No one says the leggy Denise Scott is just stormed into.
They do say the big busted Denise Scott. Anyway, so leggy Rhonda has responded, quoting to the paper, I'm really disappointed because it means so much to me. Celebrating 40 years in the business, it would be lovely to sing this year. It's a bit like Grinch who has stolen Christmas from me. Now, the final sentence, this is by then I was furious. Mm. I was ready to ring Rupert Murdoch and Jerry Hall myself. And so Channel 9 declined to comment. It said, this is a tiny little sentence at the end, but said Birchmore has not performed at Carol since 2010.
So Rhonda's
got a bee in her bonnet after 10 years of not being asked.
She's had a senior moment, hasn't she?
I think so. Well, I thought you were going to get over it, Rob.
I did not know that bit. Mm. I was outraged as well about the leggy Rhonda not being there. I didn't realise it was 10 years. But well,
no, she, because you have to, Jane, read to the end of an article. Oh. And this was like quite a few sentences. And I don't know.
Oh, well.
She hasn't had a good week, has she? She tried to defend Pete.
Pete Evans.
Well, she tried to explain Pete Evans, yeah.
She's had a couple of senior moments, and I think this is one too. Watching her explain to everyone what Pete Evans is trying to do.
You know, he knew what he was doing. I think it's a bit severe that he should be dumped. It's a really, really tricky one. I don't know. What's Pete... I see that he's put up kind of that it was all... He didn't mean to do it, and he researches these symbols and what he does very carefully. Maybe he should have researched a little, you know, or it's such a, you know, kind of politically kind of unsafe... time, you know, to do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, Denise, actually filling in where you probably should have been behind the desk there.
Well, I'm thinking Rhonda Birchmore could host A Current Affair.
I think so.
With full on, you know, going hard at it like that.
You should be on Carols by Candlelight.
Yeah.
You and Judith, Lucy.
Doing a merry Yuletide dance.
You know what? Me and Judith, Lucy, I'll stand on Judith's shoulders and we'll be the same height as Rhonda. We can wear one of Rhonda's frocks.
Oh, you could be the elves.
And I'll run out and kiss you under the mistletoe. Hello. Oh,
I love that. Look out. Look out about that.
All right, Denise, we can't
thank you so much for being part. People love you and
John,
they love
I feel
listening
like he's
to
part
the show.
Of the show too these days.
And your garden.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
I've really
loved
appreciated it. I've had nothing else.
The leggy Denise Scott.
Yeah. Leggy Denise Scott,
Merry Christmas
yes.
to you back right. in 2021. That's Denise Scott. This is Kennedy Malloy. It's the time for the Song Whisperer.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do that.
Jay, the song. I was going to say you've had a good year too, but you haven't really.
What are you talking about? Don't say that to the Song Whisperer.
More and more off the grid, and
I don't think so.
And a bit.
Oh, we got the birds in the background.
Yeah, it's very calm. Nice.
Look out at the marina.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Kennedy Malloy Marina.
Are we watching people? Are watching people back there?
Oh, not the
we're watching people back their trailers with their boats into the moorings.
Yes.
I love that.
We just had another call from someone whose son's having a driving lesson, and he thought a track was going to hit him.
I can see a jet ski over there.
Oh, where's that?
Here he comes.
Right. Get out of it, you hoon.
Oh, yes, you're a snob there. You
all right, what have we got? We've got time for one more.
Well, I tell you, before we do the clue, I want to share with you, Mick, in Song Whisperer, you have throughout the year given us a long list of your karaoke songs.
Oh, I've only got one. I've got one, maybe two.
One, maybe two, you think?
No, you say it all the time.
No,
might be,
I don't.
Might be a couple.
It might be a couple. Well, maybe enough for them. Songs that mean a lot to me.
Well, let's just see which songs those are.
We do Beth one.
I'll do Beth one.
Oh, Beth, I hear you calling. You call.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
That wasn't one of their come home,
right. Peter Criss, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Peter Criss.
Oh, you're near it, Carmen.
The drummer that you didn't like.
Have another fireball.
Who's
mate?
Asking for Beth?
Another one of his karaoke songs.
I reckon it's Lou Reed. Take a walk on a wild side. Hey,
honey. It's my karaoke. Yeah,
take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, God.
Colored girls say,
Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
The Islands in the Stream. Oh,
beautiful song. This is our karaoke song, Nick.
I like to free for all a bit.
Well, I don't.
Throw in a bit of scat.
I reckon it is Meat Loaf, Paradise by the Dashboard.
That's my karaoke song.
You'll be up there for a long time.
Oh, my God.
Beastie Boys, fight for your right to party.
This is my anthem.
Karaoke song.
That's my karaoke song.
What about Cold Chisel No Sense?
I could sing this well.
That's a good one.
I might do this for karaoke.
I reckon Skater Boy by Avril.
That's my karaoke song.
Is it?
You are full of it.
Avril Lavigne.
You're so tedious.
I know, it's a good song.
You say about every song.
Get Along, Steve Lavigne.
This used to be my karaoke song.
Was it?
1927, if I could do anything.
This is my karaoke song.
Yeah, this is a good one for you.
This is. I sing this. I sing this with both hands on the microphone stand.
Yeah.
Joel Braithwaite style.
Just
go,
you want.
Maybe right. I'll sing that. That'll be my new karaoke song. I'll do Working in the Coal Mine.
Yeah.
And do it on the treadmill. Working in the coal mine, going down.
Hot pan on your head. Drugs Don't Work by The Verve.
Great song. The drugs don't work. It just makes you worse. I'll see you in your face again. Could be my next karaoke song.
Ooh. Lenny Kravitz, Always on the Run.
It's my karaoke song.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, I should have come up with this.
Is it Funky Town?
It's my karaoke song, Dave.
Is it?
Dave, you have a guess?
That was my guess.
That was his guess, Funky Town.
You don't pay any attention to me.
No Scrubs, TLC.
Oh.
That's my karaoke
Put
song, by
it.
The way.
Nick Cave, Kylie Minogue, The Wild Rose.
Oh.
Oh.
This could be our karaoke song.
Could be.
It could be our karaoke song. You're right.
It's a poison. Every rose has its thorn.
Oh, okay.
I have sung this at karaoke.
You have?
Yeah.
That's your karaoke song, isn't
No,
it?
I'm not saying it's my song, but I have sung
You've
it.
Done it.
Right.
You know, if circumstances are perfect.
Okay.
How was it received?
Look out, ladies.
Look.
I don't believe
people
you.
People are a bit judgy.
No.
Every breath you take. Yeah, that's my karaoke song.
Oh, that's
every breath you take.
Thank you. Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Bow River by Cold Chisel.
It was my karaoke song.
I think it's Your Beautiful James Blunt. You're beautiful.
Is this one of your karaoke songs, Mick?
I'm special occasion.
Okay. 99 Red Balloons.
Thank you. What a great song. Have I ever sung that at karaoke? Have I ever?
In the traditional German.
This is your new karaoke song, isn't it?
Yes, it was. It's my new cowbell song. Go again. Go again.
Oh, yeah.
Man on the Moon by R.E.M.
Great song.
I'm going to say it. This is going to be my karaoke.
I'm thinking Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine.
What's my karaoke song?
Is that right?
Watching the Detective.
Oh!
Nice.
I'm thinking of the karaoke.
Are
but
you?
I just want to.
Elvis Costello. I didn't want to thought that was your
sort of whole cadence. Okay. Right?
To Adore by Paul.
I've done this in karaoke.
That's good.
We'll add it
that.
To your list.
Yeah. Sandy.
Barry
Manilow.
We played Barry.
That's
a nice sort of. He was in love with her.
Mandy.
Oh, she's
pushed
it to the
edge. Sandy from Greece.
You are singing Sandy from Greece.
But how does Mandy go? How's Mandy go? Mandy!
How does Barry Manilow Mandy go?
You can't do it either.
Oh, I don't want
Idiot.
To.
Idiot.
Hang on.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Good song. Do
you know
what?
I don't know.
I've sung that. It's my
You still think it's one or two?
Song Whisperer, how many is that?
28.
You complete Tool.
We're going to do a karaoke night, aren't we?
We will.
We are. We will.
All get back together with everybody.
Listeners, and we're post-COVID. Yeah. We'll all around Australia, we'll fly you in,
yep.
And we'll have special guests. Yep. So Bob Dylan will come and
Bob
sing.
Bob Dylan.
Oh. You know, we'll have
can I just say that the Lenny Kravitz Always on the Run is your key and your strained voice could do that really well out of all of them. Yep.
That's
always
the nicest thing you've ever
run.
Said to me. You've never
You're welcome.
Given me any musical compliments.
No, I haven't. For good reason. For good bloody reason.
All right, what is it today?
All right. This is last one of the year. It's going to be interesting.
Okay. Thank you, Song Whisperer, also for your efforts this
year.
You're
welcome.
Well, you'd want to make it
it's a
good
privilege.
One,
wouldn't
it?
It's a privilege.
It's going to be good.
You'd want to hit it out of the park.
Yeah, it's going to be your best yet.
Here we go. A man is contemplating infidelity. He's tired of his current relationship status and looking for a bit of action on the side. He does this by perusing the classifieds while his partner slumbers. He finds an ad that piques his interest. He's intrigued by the promise of fruit-based cocktails and sand-based frolicking.
Oh, my God.
He responds in the affirmative. He plans a clandestine liaison. He arrives, scans the room for his new flame, and recognizes a familiar face and realizes he has much to learn about himself and his partner.
You're not going to believe this.
No, don't. Don't say it. We've got people calling up. You may have sung it.
It's not tequila.
Tequila.
No. Is it,
No.
Okay.
Guess so,
Jane?
No, I know it, and I'm not going to say it because I want one of our Triple M audience to get it. And first of all, I have to ask you, have we been given permission to play this song?
Yeah, have you checked with anyone?
Have you checked with our music programmers here at Triple M? Oh, my God, it's so obvious.
We have permission.
All right.
Well, all right.
If you know,
we can do it.
I'll zip
get
it.
A prize, yep. Song with
Smack my bitch up.
No, it's not the prize. No.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And believe it or not, it's the last hour of the year. Woo. As we say, ahoy me mateys.
Woo-hoo.
And steam closer to giving away the Quintrex $38,000 boat and naming it. Someone is boating off.
Good luck.
Into boating glory. Okay, before we get to that though, Adam Rosenbach will be joining us. We've got a couple of other bits up our sleeve, but let's start on the top with the Song Whisperer.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
It's a bit of a head scratcher, this one. What do you think? Give it to me.
No, it's not a head scratcher.
It is. Oh, so we're pretty
joking.
We're still at the marina, by the way.
We are. Yeah. I'm feeling good.
Listen very carefully, Mick. What was that? Oh, is that Mick jumping in the water?
Just dropped the kids off at the pool.
I snorted even. Oh, Lord. One gin and tonic and I'm starting to snort. Okay.
It's happy hour, Jay.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Well, I know exactly what you mean. All right, fire away.
All right. A man is contemplating infidelity. He's tired of his current relationship status and is looking for a bit of action on the side. He does this by perusing the classifieds while his partner slumbers. He finds an ad that piques his interest. He's intrigued by the promise of fruit-based cocktails and sand-based frolicking. He responds in the affirmative. He plans a clandestine liaison. He arrives, scans the room for his new flame, and recognizes a familiar face. And realizes he has much to learn about himself and his partner.
It's like, is he ringing an escort or something? Why is he scared?
Oh, well, that's what you're supposed to think in the song. Oh.
Excuse me, take that tone
no,
out
I
of your
won't,
voice.
Because how thick can you be?
There's a whole lot of misdirection.
I don't get it. Well, why is he? Doesn't he have a lovely partner?
Are you seriously joking right now?
No, I'm lost.
Oh, my God,
why would we go to the call?
Maybe let's go to the callers.
Is he unhappy at home?
First
Listen
caller
very
usually
carefully.
Isn't correct, though.
And why would you waste it all on a...
Okay.
If you love
this is the question.
Listen, put your captain's hat back on, and then we can listen to your sense.
I'm wearing a life jacket right now.
Okay. Let's go to Paul.
Man overboard.
Hello, Paul. How are you going?
I'm very well, and it has to be a song from Escape called the Pina Colada song. If you
like that's a happy song. That's a lover's song. That's like saying...
Yes. Well, let's just hear the clue again.
A man is contemplating infidelity. He's tired of his current relationship status and is looking for a bit of action on the side.
On the side. Oh, let's open up the dirty bits.
Yeah. And here's how this song starts. I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song.
How
so
are
while
you?
She lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. Paul's correct.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, my God, Paul, you're correct.
But how is that a romantic
song? Easy, yes. Come on.
He goes and has an affair.
What, with his wife?
His wife.
Partner. Why with his wife? Who's
well,
he?
Seriously, have you ever listened to this song? She did the same thing.
She was bored with him. Correct, Jane.
So
she was the one looking for something on the side as well.
Is she the escort?
No, they're both looking. Just, you know, they're at that moment in their relationship where they need something else.
Jay, save your breath.
What are we doing?
Honestly, are we seriously going to play the song?
We're going to play the song.
I've got to reward Paul with a prize, too. You've got yourself the 18-volt XR brushless 3-speed impact driver. Powerful yet compact. Available from DeWalt. The yellow and black Friday's happening right now. You got it. Let's get on the song. Rupert Holmes.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, we're giving away a $38,000 Quintrex boat and trailer coming up in about 10 minutes from now, so stand by.
Can I just say, these are the names. Mariah Ferry, Usain Boat, Bot Bot, John Von Bodie and SS Studio. One of those will take home the chockies in the form of a $38,000 boat. It's coming up. Welcome to the studio. our guest and friend of the show, Adam Rosenbarks. Adam, thank you.
Hey, Rosie.
For joining us and being with us all year.
And I'm loving the nautical theme. I love, Mickey, you're wearing the captain's hat. You remind me of a captain of a boat that you'd see on a Pornhub video. See, Dave knows what I'm talking about.
Correct. I think you're correct. Yeah. From what I'm aware of.
Gilligan. Mm-hmm. I smack him with my hat.
Yeah.
Skipper.
Thanks for coming. Have you had any nautical experience? Well, are you a yachty? Have you got sea legs?
I certainly don't have sea legs. I thought with the nautical theme I would bring to the table a gig that I did on a cruise ship.
Okay.
And as you guys know, when I bring a gig to this show, it's never a good one.
And that's why we love it.
Yeah. And so I heard from friends to go and do a cruise. They're fantastic, you know, the really welcoming crowd and fun, and they're up for it.
How long is the
cruise? So they're usually about 3 or 4 days, and they generally go to Vanuatu or New Caledonia or Fiji.
That sounds good.
Somewhere lovely. So I get to Sydney and find out that my particular cruise is going to Wellington in New Zealand. Ooh, and I was like, oh, that's an interesting thing in October. And what I discovered as I got on the ship, and didn't know this beforehand, that it was a charter for the Rugby World Cup.
Uh-oh.
So it is full of South African farmers.
Holy cow.
Who have flown to Sydney and want to go across to Wellington. Right?
So how'd you go?
Firstly, I thought it was going to be a little bit of fun. As we were cruising out of from Sydney Harbour on from Circular Quay, I'm like, oh, this isn't too bad. As soon as we got through the heads, it was the roughest water you have ever seen. Like 10-metre swells. Oof. I was so crook. And
really?
I was.
But you've done tours to, you know, you've been
Middle
to,
East.
Was it, Middle East?
But I'm built for the land. I'm just not made for that. And I was chugging down like the seasickness tablets. Like
I'm wondering if this is the worst part of the gig, is it?
No, it actually gets worse. So they say you've got to do the gig, and then they say to me, firstly, you've got to do a children's show.
Right.
Right, yeah.
So okay. I don't do children's material. I don't have kids' material. So basically I got out there, I started, you know, just doing my material and cleaning it up, and it went horribly, and the kids would have been asking their parents, what's a vagina-scented candle? I don't understand what that means.
Okay.
So we get to the adult show, and that's where all the rugby union fans have decided to come to the show, and it turned into just an absolute, probably best word for it, shit fight. Now, I was getting roughed up. I was roughing them up. The South African farmers didn't take a shine to me. And so there was this back and forth.
Not a forgiving bunch either, are they?
They really are. They've seen a lot in their lives, and a smart-ass comedian is not high on their list of things that they're going to take crap from. But the worst thing about it, and you know this, Mickey, is when you have a rough gig, you go home and you forget about it.
That's it. Wipe the slate clean. Start again.
Yeah. I had to spend the next 3 days on the boat with these guys. So every time at the buffet, I just see them and try and avoid them and try and, you know, try not to get killed.
How many shows did you do on that?
I only had to do the two. So it was just the children's
generally,
run.
I've heard of
one.
Some cruise that you go on where you have to do like 5 nights, but it's the same people.
Yes.
So what do? Wow. Same jokes?
No, you got to do different sets. There was actually one cruise where they used to have to, they got you to do material while people were having their buffet breakfast. So they would hand you a microphone and go, here, mate, just go out and make some gags. And you'd be like,
over the buffet.
Oh, yeah, no, you know what I think about buffets, Mick.
Well, I do. It's not your favourite thing in the world. Did anyone turn up at the buffet in their pyjamas?
Or braless.
Or braless.
Braless. I definitely
don't get Jane going on this one.
People are animals at the buffet, though, aren't they? Like they would.
Oh, yeah.
They were, like, hooking into gravy like it was soup. You're just like, mate, just because it's free, you can put it down.
There is. It's dead set. It's like a Boxing Day special when the prawns come out.
It's not ideal.
You lose a finger.
So that was the last time I ever did a cruise.
When are we going to get together and do it? Are you back on stage now? I know you've waited so long for this. And it's been a long time. Mm. You're getting back on stage anytime soon.
Hoping to get back up on Tuesday night. So that'll be my first gig in about 5 months.
Wow.
So
I
feel like a newbie. I can't remember my old material. Right. It's just like...
Really?
Yeah, everyone else will, yeah.
It'll come back
to
you.
It's been so long.
Do you know what I'm thinking? It could be like the Portland.
Nothing
What's
could be
gone
like
on
the Portland.
There?
Well, they're just saying. We were talking about bad gigs. You remember the bad ones?
Oh, yeah.
There was the one me, Limo, and Rosie did together. And the only laughter you could hear in the room was the other two comedians at the back.
Oh, my God.
Laughing at our mate, want to say thank you for helping us out all
Pleasure.
Year.
Yeah.
And where you're a part of the network. You're on Ruined Dits now.
Yes.
We love that show. They're a great bunch. You're part of the network. Can you hang around?
Love to.
Have a chat after
Adam
this.
Rosenbach's with us. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is Kennedy Malloy. Yep.
We're giving away a boat, a Quintrex boat and trailer. It's worth $38,000.
Is that Enya?
That's Enya. Which I have.
Wow, what do you want, a prize or something?
I just was a
You work at a music
song,
station. That's my karaoke
that's,
song.
There you go. That can't be your karaoke song.
Why not?
You can't have it.
I reckon this might be Jane's karaoke one. Christopher Cross,
we
bit
know,
of yacht
we all
rock.
Know Jane likes to
I'll tell you what we had. No.
You'd
play the one I was going to play for Song Whisperer.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, this is good, yeah.
Rod Stewart, last person on the Lady Sharon Gale before. Was it him or Mariah Carey? They were the last two before I got on. Boy, was it a mess.
Dave, can you play the
remember.
Song?
I can't remember. What was it you have to say?
Yes, you do. We're talking about Justin Bieber, but not his version.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
This is what I was is my karaoke song. We can actually do it as a duet. The
show's getting off the rails.
No, it's not.
I want to hear the duet.
Okay.
Am I in
Dave's
it?
Getting it. Yes, it's you and me.
Okay.
Is it this one?
Here we go. No.
Not Desperado.
No.
We did have it, didn't we?
What's Desperado got to do with shipping?
It's close.
Here it is.
Here
I found it, yeah.
It's a duet, Mick.
I'm going to shimmy with my hips.
Your hips don't lie, Mickey.
And show a bit of bum crack.
My hips don't lie. You know what? My butt cheeks don't lie.
Oh,
that's
my God.
The song.
They're honest.
Anyway, the boat's coming up. We're going to give it away in the next few minutes.
We're
going
to do it. We're here with Adam Rosenmarks. And Adam, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was hoping are you still
Jane
taking...
Jane Kennedy, what are you doing? Are you on the phone? Jane.
What do you mean?
What are you doing? Are you sexting me? What are you doing?
I'm not sexting you.
What are you doing?
All right.
What do you mean?
Are you still taking names for the boat?
We're on it.
What is the name?
Well, I was going to go with Shippopotamus.
Oh, that's actually... No one ever said that.
That's good.
We were into original names too, so that's
that
very good.
That's really good.
Well, I'll put it this way. You're not going to win.
Oh, that's a great one.
Well, how'd you come up with that? Was that on the way in here?
Yes.
Hippopotamus.
It was.
All right. Right
now, down. I just wanted to quickly bring up that...
sorry, mate, you've come on a loose day.
And how many margaritas down is Mick?
I've come in the back alley.
Three. Going all right.
Yeah. You start playing Frank Sinatra and everyone has to start leaving soon. Start spreading the news. It's time to leave, Mickey.
Who, me?
Yeah, you've had your fill, mate.
I don't think so.
I'm drinking a Brick Lane and I'm enjoying that. But there's a new beer that's come on the market. I don't know whether you've seen this.
Called?
Well, it's an avocado beer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've lost interest already.
So there you go. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know what people
Unless
just...
you can have it for breakfast. Is that the
Smashed.
Deal?
Well, that's what I was hoping you'd have a stubby
you
so you can
when
smash
you
it on
your
people.
Avocado beer.
Mm. But can we just admit that people aren't into beer? Like, is that it's okay to do that.
Well, who?
What do you mean?
Who is?
Well, if
Who's
you're
not into beer?
Someone. If you're having to add avocado to a beer, it means you're not into beer and that's okay. Just go have yourself an avocado. I'm not into heroin, but I'm not adding it to Vegemite to make it palatable.
Okay.
I tell you what, that'd be full of vitamins.
Wow. This is the last show. Could
you know
be
what
the
I
last show
that?
Ever.
The avocado six-pack is you've got to fondle every beer before you have the right one.
Have you... Are you a boating person? Are we going to do this?
We are
so close. Can you? It feels like we're still at the marina.
Oh, we are. Hang on.
What's happening? I've just done another bomb.
I still don't know what that is.
Look out, guys. No. When we come back, we are going to give away a boat.
Thank you, Rosie.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Name the boat, win it, name the boat, you even get a trailer, name the boat, that's two Quintrex. Name the boat.
Hello, my God. Here we go, people. This is it. The culmination, last competition on air.
Yep.
We've had a ball. We'll be doing this again. Thank you to Quintrex.
Quintrex,
sure.
Providing
amazing.
One of the best prizes we've ever had.
Ever.
The level of interest has been extraordinary.
Biggest ever.
And we have had some of the funniest names. We've been laughing our tits off. even at those we weren't allowed to use on the show. Thank you, Whitney, for Titty Jiggler.
Whitney.
Poor Whitney. We might need a little bit of counselling afterwards because there were some pretty ripe ones. Which we found funny.
Yeah, but she's in
therapy. Don't worry about that.
You can't put that on the paper.
Here we go. We are going to get into this right now. I'm going to give you the names, the last five names in the competition, and then we will draw it. Right. So, the five finalists are SS Studio, John Bon Boaty, Bot Bot.
Oh, my God.
Hussein Boat, and Mariah Ferry. Now, we have all of those people who have submitted those names on the line now. We're about to choose one. Dave, would you like to do the honours, please?
The winner of the $38,000 Quintrex boat and trailer. From Bacchus Marsh in Victoria.
He's on the line now. Luke, how's your sea legs, fella?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It is a brilliant time. Tell me.
Sorry.
We're on delay.
Congratulations, Luke.
We are going to come, Luke, and smash a bottle of champagne across the bow of the SS Studio. You know what I can't wait? Luke, firstly, are you stoked?
I am so, oh my God, thank you so much.
We're in pleasure.
Thank you, Kennedy Malay. Thank you, mate.
Tell me about your family. Is this a good family trip for you? Who's the family?
So I've got my beautiful wife, Erin. I've got a little 2-year-old boy called Odin and a 5-year-old daughter called Ava.
Well, what a great fun family day that will be. And they might catch their first fish ever. From the SS Studio.
We've seen the boat is so awesome.
It's amazing,
and
mate.
We can't wait to show you, and we can't wait for you to get out. How's your year been going? I know COVID struck people pretty hard.
Well, it's a lot better now.
Hey, Luke, how did you come up with the name? Hey, Luke, you heard the competition. You heard us saying we want to name a boat. How did you come up with the pictures? By the way, it wasn't chosen by us. It was chosen by the panel of experts involved. But how did you come up with SS Studio?
It's actually from a Phil Collins film clip for another song. Right. I think it's hanging long enough.
Sure.
Okay.
He's a singer on a cruise ship, and it's very quick. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, that's the best boat name ever. When I get a boat, that's what I'm calling it.
Oh, my goodness.
So when I saw the competition, I was like, yep, I have to.
You've done it.
Well, here's some interesting information. By convention, boats are traditionally named after a special woman in the boat owner's life. So I'll tell you what, Susudio, even though it was an imaginary girlfriend in Phil Collins' life, is going to bring you lots of good luck.
Luke,
we can't wait for your family to board.
All boats should be named after a special woman in your life. That's why our latest boat's called Charisma. Luke, who would you like to thank? You want to thank Quintrex, don't you, for putting on a bloody good show?
Of course. I want to thank Kennedy and Malloy. I want to thank Triple M.
Yep.
All you guys at Kennedy Malloy, I've listened to you since day one.
Good on you, mate.
You're a good man. Do you know what I love? I think we've given it to someone who's really going to enjoy it.
I agree.
You know what I can't wait for? And you've got to call us up. For the first time someone sights you and horns you or honks you when they see you behind the wheel of the SS Studio.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get it down the Murray in the water. And just
brilliant.
Everyone.
Good on you, mate.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Luke's got the prize. And well done at Quintrex too. Quintrex making boating easy since 1945. Get out on the water this summer. Visit your nearest dealer at quintrex.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
That's all thanks to Choice Hotels, where you can book direct at choicehotels.com. Kennedy Malloy.
Dave.
What?
Where's the nautical stuff?
Oh, yeah.
We're supposed to be... Oh. Okay, I don't think that's
a bit
nautical.
Twee.
What about...
Now.
Rosie, Adam Rosenbach's with us. Oh, this is good. This is me. Mickey.
Okay.
That's a good song.
Dave's got that grin on his face after he's had a couple.
Are you okay, Dave?
It's very unprofessional. Oh my God!
What's
so
unprofessional?
It's me.
No, it's the last show. We're allowed to have a couple. We're allowed to have a couple.
He's stabbing
it. I'm holding it better than anybody else.
You are.
At this stage.
Well, I'd like to get a breathalyzer around your house right now.
Anyway, we're here thanks to Choice Hotels, choicehotels.com.
We've got one break. We've turned on each other. It's been a great year. And we got to the end and we've turned on each other. Rosie.
Oh, that's all right.
You've come on a bad day. Sorry you had to see this.
Sorry, Rosie.
What's the Choice Hotels thing? What's it?
Choicehotels.com, where you can book direct at choicehotels.com. And I believe today we are going to the Quality Hotel in Dixon, Canberra.
In Canberra? Well, I'm Canberra's favourite son.
I've heard that.
After Frankston.
Well, hang on, Jane. You can be famous and mean something to more people.
You've got a lot of towns you're famous in. Hey, we're talking with Ellie Sims, who is the manager of the Quality Hotel in Dixon. Hello, Ellie. How are you going?
Hi, Jane. Good, thanks. How are you?
Ellie, how do you cope living in Canberra? Do you get a lot of politicians calling in there?
Oh, we actually don't get as many as what we used to. Parliament's been on hold.
Do they use a pseudonym, though?
One-night stay for the senator, is it? Hey, Ali, I'm from Canberra and I grew up there and I love it and it's a great place to visit and Dixon's a smashing suburb. Mm. How did you choose it? And I'm looking at your beautiful hotel here.
Oh, my God, this is amazing. Stunning.
How did you get a tram inside that beautiful courtyard?
It's magic, Mick. Have you ever seen it?
No, he hasn't. If I was drinking, I'd try and get on there after a good session. All right, I'm just catching this tram. See you in the morning. It is beautiful. Is it a Melbourne tram? Where's it from?
It is from Melbourne, yes.
Mm. It's wonderful, and you're in the true tradition of the Choice Hotels. It's it looks marvellous.
Mickey, the tram is in the Tradies Club, which is the it's been in Canberra for about 50 years, and it's attached to the hotel. See how much I know about
this brilliant place.
I have. It's beautiful.
I'm a bit annoyed here because we've done our research, and it says famous people from Canberra: James Heard, Paddy Mills, Nick Kyrgios. I'm just saying, I'm a Canberra's favourite son.
How are you? Were you born there?
Yes, I was.
Oh, beg your pardon. All right.
Ali, this is one of the most beautiful hotels I've seen, and this is what we love about quality hotels. They have motels, hotels, they're across the board, and you've got one of the fanciest ones, I have to say.
What's in the area? What could we do if we were staying there?
Thanks, Jane. Thanks, Mick. Look, there's so much to do in Canberra. It's a really growing wine area. It competes with other huge wine areas right now. There's some beautiful wineries around.
Oh, you had Jane at winery.
Oh,
and it's
yes.
Friday afternoon.
Yes, it's knock-off time. Well, I have to say, your place looks absolutely glorious. Incredible. And smashing and good for families. It'd be good for fun. If you're going to Canberra, Canberra's a great weekend, Jane. I know you go there. You're a huge fan of the zoo. I go there because my picture was hanging in the portrait museum. Oh, wow. Haven't I told you guys that?
Yeah, no, you have. Quite a few times, actually, Ali.
Your portraits in the Australian Portrait Museum.
Is the National Film and Sound Archive in Canberra as well? Probably is with your...
It absolutely is.
Did you know that, Ali, or that I'm in the
Ali
National
does
Film
know that, of course. Yeah.
I've been there repeatedly, me.
I think Ellie's mood sets the stage.
Go and have a knock-off.
Ellie,
off a
thank
Friday
you so
afternoon
much.
Drinking your beautiful hotel, and if you are in the Canberra area, you're an idiot if you don't swing by for a stay. Or
everybody in Australia go and
Quality
stay.
Quality Hotel Dixon is where you'll find it, at choicehotels.com. Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks, guys. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Nice every Friday's a happy one, but this one's good. Jay, get in here. Guys, thank you so much. Get all our staff in here. Do you know what? We're so lucky, Jane. We've got the best team in the business. We absolutely do. We really love coming to work, and we're a small handpicked team, but I thank you all for the work you do, and you produce a great show. Jay, we've had a couple, and we've got to miss someone out. Who should we or Maddie, a round of applause for Maddie.
Maddie Dower, of course, on the pots and pans.
Let's
start at the top. Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, thank you both for your support and your enthusiasm.
Mate.
Okay, fire away.
All right. Dangerous Dave, Maddie Dower, Whitney Plowman, James Blake, Jill Good, Ethan Meldrum, who looks after all the digital here, Lucy Morling, Abby Corson, and George Porter. They're the team who organize things like the boat and the pub shout. Chris Lane, Esther Wong, Laura McLaren, Jackie Kosulke, Mickey Marr, Vinny Shannon, Bitsy, it pains me to say it, but he does a few things
for us. Everyone in orange.
And a big congratulations to Al Shield on the Gold Coast, who helps us every day this show.
Well
and
done,
Al
buddy.
Heading to Albury.
Is he?
He is.
He's a legend.
Oh, Al Shield. I'm Albury's favourite son.
You are.
Did you know that?
And are finally, we getting the wind-up?
Every single person who listens to this show.
You're the best audience of all time.
We love doing it for you. We love our family. You're smart. Whenever you ring up, you make the show better. Thanks for listening. Have a great summer. Be very, very safe.
Take it easy, everyone.
Yeah, I'm about to go and hotwire a car.
and go on a film and
Orleave style road trip. Mm-hmm. May or may not be back. But I tell you what, once I'm in that car, I'll be tuned into Triple M.
And if you see Mick out there over summer, go up and say hello. He loves that sort of thing.
He loves a selfie.
Anytime.
Bye, everyone.
That's Kennedy Molloy. If you missed any of the show today, you can catch up with the podcast. And in fact, if you missed any of the year, you can always go back and listen to past shows across summer. We will see you in 2021 for Kennedy Molloy. See ya!
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Molloy. Why not book your next break direct with Choice Hotels? Wherever you're headed, Choice Hotels are there, with hotels in every state and territory. Save 20% when you book direct at choicehotels.com. Terms apply.